Manuscript Releases, Volume 4. Mr. Number 225. Miscellaneous. There were several hands employed beside himself who were religious, rough men. They agreed among themselves to make it hard for the minister, for as he was unaccustomed to such stern hard work, they would run him down and drive him from the field. He knew at that time nothing of this, but before he went into the field, we sought the Lord most earnestly that he would strengthen and protect him. As he entered the field, they put the minister to lead in mowing the swath. He took a wide swath. Those who followed, bent to with all their energies to keep up close to him, which led him to quicken his steps. They had gone across the large field but twice when they threw down their scythes and said, "Why, do you mean to kill yourself and us? We thought you were a minister and could not know by experience how to handle a scythe, but we give you the credit of being far ahead of us and the best mower we ever saw, and you have taken no beer or liquor this hot day. When you came into the field as a worker, we were mad. We did not want a minister in our company. We have had to give up. I shall write just as God bids me write. What I have written, I have written. Every word is truth. I am to give to the people of God the warnings given me. I have my work to do, to meet the misconceptions of those who suppose themselves able to say what is testimony from God and what is human production. If those who have done this work continue in this course, satanic agencies will choose for them. I want to say, never repeat to another soul as long as you live the words that W. C. White manipulates my writings and changes them. This is just what the devil is trying to make all believe. W. C. White is true as steel to the cause of God, and no lie which is in circulation is of the truth. I am told by one who made a confession to me that doubts and unbelief had been cherished by them against the testimonies because of the words spoken to them by Sister A. One thing mentioned was that the testimonies to individuals had been told me by others, and I gave them purporting to be a message from God. Does my sister know that in this she is making me a hypocrite and a liar? One case was mentioned by Sister A, that she had told me all about the cause of Brother B's family, and the next thing she heard I was relating the very things she had told me as what the Lord had shown me. Let me explain. I am often shown families and individuals, and when I have an opportunity with those who are acquainted with them, I make inquiry how that family is standing for the purpose of ascertaining if ministers or people have any knowledge of the existing evils. This was the fact in the case concerning Brother B's family. I wished to see if the testimony was substantiated by facts. But that information given did not originate the testimony, although short-sighted, tempted souls may thus interpret it.